With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. State Department of Revenue officials say they've started work to regulate marijuana in South Dakota. Voters approved Amendment A in last November's election. The amendment legalizes both recreational and medical use of the drug. Revenue Secretary Jim Terwilliger says no state has implemented both measures at the same time.
Most of the other states that have gone towards a recreational program, which certainly there's the pending legal challenge in Amendment A. Most of those states have had well-established medical programs before they went to recreational. And so it's going to take some time. But the most important thing we can do, I think, is learn as much as we can.
Terwilliger says work on regulations will continue beyond this year's legislative session. He says a sales tax would apply for recreational marijuana products. That's in addition to a 15% excise tax listed under the amendment. State senators are considering a bill allocating more than $4 million to the Revenue Department to implement the marijuana measures. The constitutional amendment takes effect on July 1st. The department has until April of next year to have regulations in place.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
South Dakota health officials say the state is launching the next phase of the coronavirus vaccinations. Phase 1D includes people 65 years and older, beginning with those who are 80 and older. 1D also includes high-risk patients, including those on dialysis and post-transplant recipients. Avera Medical Group Vice President Dr. David Basil says there are 250,000 individuals in 1D, and they're getting 11,000 doses a week. Basil says it's going to take some patience. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the Missouri River Reservoir System is prepared for the upcoming runoff season. Officials say they have the capacity to manage floods. The Army Corps' 2021 runoff forecast for the Upper Missouri Basin is 23.1 million acre feet. That's 10% below average. Hydrologist Kevin Lau says lower runoff reduces the risk for flooding along the Missouri River. He says one factor is drier than normal ground conditions.
Soils across the majority of the basin are dry to extremely dry. 91% of the basin is classified as being abnormally dry or worse.
Lau says despite current basin conditions, floods were limited last fall and early this winter. Doug Kluck is a climatologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says drought conditions will continue to impact the upper basin.
Again, it's hard to change these values often during the wintertime because we don't get big, heavy precipitation events like we do, let's say, in the spring.
Kluck says it's too early to tell how the total precipitation outlook might turn out, and conditions could change over the next few months. The National Weather Service reports temperatures for the state leaning warmer than normal for January. Meteorologists expect above-average precipitation, especially for eastern South Dakota. A South Dakota facility with a connection to space is taking on an exciting new role. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The federal government's AROS data center is near Sioux Falls. The staff at AROS has been processing satellite imagery since 1972. AROS gets images from two Landsat satellites orbiting the Earth. NASA is launching a new satellite in September to replace one of the old ones. The backup mission operations center for the new satellite is at AROS, and that's a first. Until now, AROS has never had the capability to steer a satellite. Brian Sauer is a Landsat engineering and development manager at AROS.
This is really, really big for AROS in that for the first time, AROS actually has a capability to be able to command the satellite and perform flight operations.
Main operations are at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. In case of any problems or maintenance downtime there, AROS stands ready to take over. AROS could also take over periodically for training. When that happens, Sauer believes it will be the first time any object in space has been controlled from South Dakota.
I think it is a point of pride. It's something that, you know, we're getting here in the state, and you know, South Dakota's, we're there, and it, it's great to see it that come here. You know, even though it's a backup capability, it's a step.
Sauer says the previous backup operations center was in Maryland, not far from the main operations center. Putting the backup farther away at Eros is better insurance against a catastrophic situation. Eros employs about 600 people. It's part of the U.S. Geological Survey. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.